You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales selectos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Lions back from the bye. Good to have Coach back on the show. Dan, are you actually able to take time away during a bye week, or is your brain still obsessing about football?
It's hard. I can get away more than normal mentally, but yet it never really goes away for a full day. So it's, you know, you're always doing something. You're always thinking about something.
So what were you thinking about over the bye week in regards to football? What was the point of emphasis offensively or defensively? How do you want to see this team get better?
Well, I think it's, you know, just how do we, you know, how do we clean up a few areas to where we're running a little more efficiently, you know, and whether that's personnel, that's coaching, that's scheme, you know, it's situations. So, really just looking at everything, man. I look at myself first and what can I do? What am I doing that is not good enough? You know, how do I help the staff? How do I help the players? And then work out from there. There's just a couple of things that I know we can be better at, and really on everything that I said. You know, just working through some of the fundamentals, the technique, and then, you know, how we go about our business in each situation.
I'm sure there was some evaluation, obviously, that went on over the bye week. You get a chance to take a deeper dive into offense, defense, special teams, but also players. When you dug into some of the performances of the players, from the guys that are back from last year's team, who's taken the biggest step forward? Who continues to show improvement over the course of a lot of young careers?
Yeah, well, that's a really good question, because there's a number of guys that have taken big steps. I mean, probably one of the guys that the first one I think of is Sam Laporta. I feel like Sam has taken another step forward. And, you know, sometimes what not everybody sees about Sam, he's got to do everything. He's got to pass protect, he's got to run block, and then certainly as a receiver, you know, he's got his value there. The guy can do it all. And I feel like that's where he's taking his biggest jump is in the run game and pass protection, and continues to be a threat in the pass game. I mean, I love where he's at right now. Tyler Roll's done a great job with him and those guys. So he's one of the first ones I think of. And then certainly defensively, Derek Barnes is the other one over there, man. Continues every week to get better and better and better for a couple of, and they're not young guys, but they're, you know, man, they're growing into their prime, right?
With J-Mo, do you guys feel like you need to get him more involved, or is this a non-issue? Like, there's one football, we got enough mouths to feed.
No, those are going to come up, and but that doesn't mean that we don't want to get him involved. You know, we want them all involved, because that's when we're really running at a high level, when we can get all of our weapons going, get the first downs, get explosives, get touchdowns, and just keep going, man. Just keep cycling through. So That's when we're working at our best, we're running at our best, when we get all of those guys involved. So, of course, he's somebody that we would love to get some targets and get him going, no different than all of those guys. So, that you know, that's something I think about as well.
I want to go back to your discussion about the defense and some of the guys that have really stepped up, Derek Barnes being one of them, and we've seen a lot from Jack Campbell. Malcolm Rodriguez will be back sooner than later, as it sounds. When he comes back, what does that allow you guys to do defensively, and how important is it to get him back, especially midseason?
Well, it's huge. You know, Rodriguez, oh, man, it was good to see him out there yesterday. He was ready to go. But just getting him back, man, he's a football player. So the guy, you know, he brings us, first and foremost, he brings us depth at the linebacker position. He upgrades us on special teams. I mean, this guy is an outstanding special teams player. And then as he gets his feet back under him, then, man, once he proves that he's back, he's good, he's comfortable, feels good, then something tells me he's going to find a way to find a niche on the football field. Because that's just Rodriguez, man. That's how he's wired. That's how he plays. He takes care of business. So getting him back whenever that comes is going to be huge for us.
Talking to Lions head coach Dan Campbell. Lions back off the bye. They'll play the Minnesota Vikings this week. We didn't talk to you after Tampa. Felt like there was some meat left on the bone offensively. Third downs, if you could try to pinpoint what's been the issue on third downs this year, what would you say it's been?
Well, I think it's everything, right? It's all encompassing. You go through it and it's like, I know that, you know, we'd like to have a call back here. I know Goff would like to be able to progress through on this one or, you know, I wish I had done something a little different there. I know we've got a couple of linemen that wish they would have taken a better set. First step wasn't good. You know, tight ends the same way. The backs, protection. Man, I missed this. I had bad eyes on it. And it really became one of these, it's one guy here. It's one guy there. It's one guy there. It's we don't like the call here. You know, I wish I would have set our guys up better myself. So it really is. I mean, and you wish it was just this, oh, man, we're not.
Right.
It really is that. And when you're running at a high level, when you're, man, you are playing very efficient football offensively. You know, you have manageable third downs. And on those, man, everybody's really working at a high level. Then everything just kind of cycles faster. You know, I think they process everything a lot faster. They know how to work together a lot faster. I think the receivers are getting open faster. I think there's more strain up front. I think Goff is hitting his back foot and the ball is out. And it just, those are the things, man, that we can continue to get better at, and we will. And all you got to do is get the first down. You're in third down, get the first down, and then let's just start going. Your confidence is up. You're running to high levels. So it really is one thing here, one thing there, but it's all correctable, and we'll be much better for all this.
Taylor Decker missed a couple of games, and then obviously he came back to play against Tampa, but you could still see him, you know, at some of those plays where he's moving the shoulder around, trying to get comfortable. What's the maintenance schedule for him look like? And in any games that he's unable to go, I know Manu's on IR, and you've got Skip that he goes in. What does depth look like at the tackle position with Taylor Decker working through injury issues?
Well, yeah, I mean, if right now I'm saying Taylor is here and he is with us, so when you ask about depth, we're good. If Decker's not around, then we get a little bit thin, but we still, you know, we like Skip and we like Cochran, who we've got on vet squad. So, you know, we still got some guys there, certainly. But as far as Decker, you know, it's just about dealing with where it's at. You know, it's a shoulder. The good news is it was about getting strength back in it. Doesn't mean it's going to feel good, but he does have strength in it. And so then it's about, you know, him feeling good enough to go into the game. He's gotten some reps. He's been able to move, but also not, you know, setting him back for getting ready for the game. And that's kind of the balance right now. So He's practiced the last 2 days, or he practiced on Monday. He did individual yesterday, and then he'll practice tomorrow.
I guess the answer might just be whatever the nature of the injury is, but have you guys considered a prolonged, you shut him down to get him right for the postseason or down the stretch of the regular season?
Yeah, I don't think we've looked at everything. We've looked at everything, and it's there's a balance there. And if you could say that would guarantee it, that's great. We can't guarantee any of it. So it's about, you know, getting him through, making him feel good, and making sure the strength's in it. And that's really what the basis is. Is there strength in this shoulder, good enough strength? And right now the answer is yes.
Kirby Joseph, update on him coming out of the bye week?
Yeah, look, he's improving, but he's still got a little bit to go here. So we'll know more over the next couple of days. But, you know, he's better than he was before we left for the bye.
We were all excited to see Aleem McNeil, and I think we got a chance to see a lot more of him than we anticipated. What is, and I don't know if there's, you can't quantify it, but what's the impact that Aleem McNeil brings to the front and really the entire defense, especially when you're trying to apply pressure to maybe protect the secondary? What was his impact that you saw against Tampa?
Well, it was a big impact. You know, he did a lot for us. You know, probably the most noticeable because of what we put him in on was passing downs, and his ability to push the pocket, get an edge, and cause disruption was very noticeable. You know, it's getting in the quarterback's lap, and that flushes your cue. You know, that doesn't allow you to be able to step up and throw, and it pushes you one way or another. You know, it pushes you to Hutch, it pushes you to Muhammad, those guys, and then that elevates their game. And then in return, it elevates his game. You know, it's funny, you get one piece back, and all of a sudden, man, everybody on that line gets better and better, and they start playing off each other. And then we're not even talking about the run game here. He makes our run game, our run defense, even better as well, and that's been pretty dang good. So he's a sight for sore eyes. It's great having him back. You know, I thought he would play well, but yet it's your first game back, and he was even better than that. So he got through the game well. He feels good, and he's ready to go for Minnesota.
Dan, I think on Friday we're going to see a lot of Dan Campbell Halloween costumes. What's the key to pulling off a Dan Campbell Halloween costume?
I don't know. I don't know why you would do that. I don't know why anybody would do that, but I don't know.
Come on. Cookies wants to know what he needs to do on Friday.
You think I'm dressing up as Dan?
You're asking for a reason, so he wants to know what's the key piece to the costume for Jim Costa to look like Dan Campbell.
Probably got to hit the weight room a little bit.
Cap.
Yeah. Hey, how about this? What is Dan Campbell's favorite Halloween candy?
What is my Reese's Pieces?
There you go.
All right. Dan, we'll talk to you next week. It'll be a trade deadline, so I'm sure we'll have some questions about that and how you guys play against the Vikings. But good luck this weekend.
All right. Have a good one. Appreciate it.
All right. It's 97.1.
Hey, the NBA finally tipped off, and FanDuel is your home for live betting. Even if you've missed the start of the game or you want to ride the hot hand, FanDuel has live bets on everything from who's going to score next to fourth quarter comebacks. Plus, you can even combine your live bets into a same-game parlay for a shot, a bigger payout. However you want to play, now is the perfect time to join. FanDuel is giving new customers $300 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. All you have to do is visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit to sign up today. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit. Play your game with FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager, only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for nonstop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most, running it. Ring Business, business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Paris Saint-Germain have won the Champions League.
And every great story needs an audience. Feel every match.
Mbappe in the middle.
Every goal.
Oh, would you believe this?
From the best clubs.
Real Madrid strike.
And the biggest stars.
Bukayo Saka scores.
This is the world's best soccer.
Momentous and iconic.
The UEFA Champions League. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Well, 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 it's a Wednesday. We've got Lions tickets to give away. Name that lion. You're going to hear 3 clues this hour. You're going to listen to those clues, and you're going to be able to figure it out. I believe in you. You'll call in only when you hear the voice guy, the sounder, telling you to call in. If you call in early, you're going to make Greg the bad guy. He's going to hang up on you. We got a show to do.
And I will not even entertain your guess.
Yeah, people try to fish around and get clues from you. Greg is going to hang up on you. If you're calling to join the conversation we're having, great. If you're calling to try to guess the lion, you got to wait for the sounder later in the hour. But you'll get 3 clues. You're going to figure it out. And if you get it right, you get tickets to see the Lions play the New York Giants in November. Sound good?
Sounds great.
Why don't I just give people the first clue now?
Okay.
We can do that and start to whet the appetite. Your first clue, like John Jansen, I'm in the Hall of Honor at my alma mater, but I didn't play at Michigan. I played for the Texas Longhorns.
Oh, narrows it down a little bit.
It does. What'd you take from Dan Campbell this week?
Well, I like, it seems to be, okay, they've got a plan. You know they're going to have a plan. It's probably not the greatest plan. To move up Cochran from the practice squad as the backup to skipper. And maybe that's just because I was on it yesterday. I've talked about it today in regards to who's going to be on that offensive line if Taylor Decker can't go. And so that's part of it. And then, thinking about the impact of Aleem McNeil and the fact that he did play as well as he did.
I know.
And there was no, hey, let's work him back into it. And he wasn't tentative in coming back from such a tough injury to recover from, the ACL. Like he hit the ground running, and the power was there, the speed was there, the pressure was there. I was just really excited to see him on the field, but he played a great game.
Modern medicine, man.
Yes.
And it should
it's
only
a get, wonderful thing.
Should only get better.
Same thing with Taylor Decker. Modern medicine, man.
John, I walked out when we wrapped the interview with Dan Campbell. Did you say something bad in your live read? Because everybody picked up on something.
Oh, yeah. I mispronounced shot.
You added
but
an
not
A?
With a yeah, yeah.
Not with an I?
Not with an I, yeah. So it's AI? Not technically a terrible word. It's just, but the thing about it was I drew more attention because I couldn't stop laughing. I'm my own worst enemy.
Those are the texts that you don't have to read them all on air, but they all noticed.
That's
I couldn't resist.
With my sense of humor, right? As soon as I said it, then I kept hearing it in my own head, and I'm trying to read the rest of the read, and I couldn't stop laughing.
So my belief on what you said is that, yeah, that can slip out. But
I can.
You don't want to.
Well, I'm not going to repeat it.
But you're not going to repeat it.
Yes, it can't.
But you can't
slip
say
out.
The other one. Like you can't add the R.
Yeah, a little fiber helps it.
And with that, let's get to Heather with the news.
Excellent. Hurricane Melissa pummeled Jamaica on Tuesday, making landfall as a Category 5 storm, which is one of the strongest Atlantic hurricanes on record. It's the strongest ever to hit the island. Landslides, fallen trees, power outages, right, were all reported. Winds of up to 185 miles per hour. And according to the Jamaican Prime Minister, there is no infrastructure in the region that can withstand a Category 5 storm. The question now is the speed of recovery. That will be the challenge. And there are several Michiganders who are currently stuck in Jamaica due to the hurricane.
They like vacationed?
Well, one couple, Laura and her husband, Laura Sr., were there to, they said, meet their one-year-old grandson. They had planned to leave on Monday, but they're now obviously stuck because airports were shut down. They've got to ride out this hurricane. They're in a condo building, and here she is talking about where they're staying. And I don't know now.
How they're doing.
Yeah. This was clearly before it hit yesterday. Yeah. There was another woman, a Detroit woman who's stuck in Jamaica, basically went on a dream vacation to celebrate her sister's 70th birthday. And now that turned into a nightmare because trapped there as well.
Well, and then you think about the people who this is their home. They weren't going to leave to begin with. And now they got to hunker down and it's going to be a disaster.
Well, this was brought up. It has nothing to do with the devastation. I know it's devastating. I don't mean to downplay that, but they showed drone footage of the eye and it was pretty cool. Did you guys see any of that?
No.
I think it was the Air Force had a plane that was
I heard about
in there.
It, but I didn't click on the article. Was it cool? I mean, it is interesting.
Oh, yeah. It's sunny,
fascinating.
Blue skies. Yeah.
Daylight saving time ends this weekend, which means it's time to set those clocks back. So get ready. And even though we do this every single year, right, we know what's going on. A U of M neurologist recommends easing into the shift, especially if you're a little bit older. So, John?
As the eldest host on the show.
Wow. I was just about to say, well, it doesn't affect me at all, so I guess I'm not elder.
I'm the oldest here.
Uh-huh.
So you can just start eating dinner 10 minutes later.
Okay, 4:10.
The early bird special. There you go.
Two Michigan men are being sued by Epic Games. That's the company behind Fortnite for allegedly stealing thousands of dollars from the game. Now, this is a game I've never played, so I'm going to be explaining it probably in the worst way possible, but I bet for those who have played, they might understand things more than me. But according to the lawsuit, the men allegedly created more than 20,000 fake bot accounts to then artificially inflate engagement on their user-created islands. I guess you can create these islands, which are like special custom maps that players can visit, and it's incentivized, and you can make money by how many people visit your custom islands.
And this is Fortnite?
Yeah,
I haven't played since pre-pandemic. So, the game's changed. I don't know what that is.
As a result, they allegedly received tens of thousands of dollars from these fake engagements on their islands. Okay. Anyway, so Epic has accused the men of knowingly violating the terms of the agreement that they signed when they created their accounts. So the suit requests that the men be permanently banned from ever creating an account with Epic Games, and then they must pay all damages and also court fees. So they're in some big trouble. Let's see. Corwell Health has announced plans for a new hospital tower at its Troy location. So the new tower, which is expected to open by 2030, will expand the hospital's bed count by 94 beds and will increase the number of private rooms. The project would also build a brand new parking structure with like the connecting pedestrian bridge. And they say construction is expected to begin no later than August of 2027. And it's basically that there's just so much demand and they don't have enough beds to meet that demand. So this will help with that. And finally, you guys, remember the breast milk ice cream we talked about?
The makers of
that.
Who could forget it?
The Freedom Mom.
You ever get the order?
No, I tried, but it's sold out. So they probably didn't make a ton of it, or it sold out too quickly. I couldn't get it. But they've got something else they're bringing to us.
Oh.
Booger candy. You
what?
Can now
well, that's something different.
You can eat
boogers.
Your boogers?
Well, they're technically not yours.
Well,
but you can eat boogers. Yeah, so they're not real boogers, just like the breast milk ice cream wasn't made with real breast milk. But this candy is made to look like boogers in varying shapes and shades of brown, green, and yellow. And they say, quote, in honor of cold and flu season, we're giving you a whole new, less gross way to eat your boogers. Introducing Boogie Bites, the treat kids have picked for generations. Huh. And it's basic.
Oh, wrong drop.
Well, it's basically like a stunt to promote one of their actual products, which you might know.
Oh.
Well, just from having kids and Teddy recently, their nose sucker. Have you ever used the Frida Baby nose sucker?
Oh, yes.
I mean, when the kids get congested and they've got
goodness.
All the boogers and so.
Yeah, you thought it was torture.
Yeah.
Oh, absolute torture.
They hate it.
Yeah.
But they needed to breathe. So anyway, go eat some boogers.
And when you said booger candy,
yeah.
My brain went to booger sugar, which is why I thought we had a bunch of stony drops.
Oh, no.
Anyway, that's Heather with the news. If I may make a request, in the last news of the day, in the next hour, can we get an update on these Martians that may or may not be... aliens. That may or may not be making their way on their mothership. Could happen.
Slingshot around the sun today.
Yeah. All right. We got John's Power Surge next. It's 97.1.
Value-driven banking begins with First Merchants Bank. And when I have questions about my finances, I turn to my bank. That's First Merchants Bank. I know that their attentive local bankers are 100% interested in listening to my situation and in helping me find the answers that I need. First Merchants doesn't provide cookie-cutter solutions or check off boxes when it comes to financial advice. They're going to take the time to learn about my life, my personal financial goals, and work with me to build a plan that fits my situation. That's because First Merchants Bank really cares. They see me as a person, as an individual, and not just as a number on a spreadsheet. They're going to do all they can to help their customers and communities succeed. You can count on that since First Merchants Bank is staffed by local bankers who know and are passionate about the needs of the local community because it's theirs as well. It's their community, and we all have to work together to help it continue to prosper. To get started on your personalized financial solution today, all you have to do is visit firstmerchants.com. That's firstmerchants.com, First Merchants Bank, helping you prosper. Member FDIC.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Bukayo Saka scores!
And every great story needs an audience. The UEFA Champions League. Stream every goal, every game, live, exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Good morning, 97.1. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass. Brendan Shabath on the updates. Hear from him in about 10 minutes. I think Michael Jordan may have struck a nerve.
Mm-hmm.
He is part of NBC back with the NBA. And they're doing this thing where Mike Tirico talks to him and they put snippets out of their conversation every week. And load management was the topic this time around. Greg, if we could play cut number one, Michael Jordan's thoughts on load management in today's NBA. Felt he had a duty to play every night that he could. Certainly not a fan of load management. Not a surprise coming from Michael Jordan. John, is he right?
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about the ultimate competitor right there. And it was doing everything that he could to prepare himself for a season, the length of a season, postseason, to win a championship. And I think he's spot on. One of the things that drives me crazy about the NBA is the concept of load management. And whether it's coming from the franchise or it's coming from the player, it drives me crazy. I value, it's not the, I don't think it's the number one thing that you have to have, but it's near the top of the list, toughness. And if you can't be tough and you're making $50 million a year, something's wrong with that equation for me.
And Michael Jordan talked about, hey, you only play basketball for what? 3 hours a day?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jordan, of course, would golf and gamble on his off days, but showed up and played almost every season, every single game. So look, if you're a fan, you've probably experienced this, where you go to a game to see a specific player, and that player sits out, and you wonder, well, is he hurt? Like, if he's hurt, I get it. No, they're just giving him a maintenance day, just a little tune-up.
Yeah.
He's going to sit on the bench in street clothes. And you paid money to go to the game.
It's an issue. And for some fans, it's not. Like, they are all in on whatever it takes to win a championship.
And well, that's what it comes from.
Right.
Like, the teams, and nobody likes to say this or acknowledge it, the team doesn't really care about your individual ticket. They're not going to put that above what they think is strategically managing their players for the gauntlet of a season.
That's part of where it comes from. The other part of where it comes from is guys saying, well, I want to make sure that I play for 20 years versus I need to be at my best today.
The first team that really started doing this that I can recall was the San Antonio Spurs.
Right.
And that's when you had some aging guys, right? Duncan, Parker, Ginobili. We're not really concerned about making the playoffs. We feel pretty good about that. Do we need to win 65 games or is 60 enough? And those guys will be rested and ready to go in the playoffs. And if you're a Spurs fan, hey, yeah, we'll sit a guy on a back-to-back. Sorry, our ultimate goal is to win a championship, not please a fan on a Tuesday night, or especially a road fan. Like, a lot of this has happened on the road. Like, if the Warriors come to Little Caesars Arena, do you think the Warriors care if the Pistons fans get to see Steph Curry or not? So I think that's where this comes from. But it is an issue for the league. Because it does hurt your product.
Well, I think there are a lot of people in road venues that are going to buy a ticket simply to see that guy that's coming to play.
Correct. But the team doesn't care. Like, the road team doesn't care about that.
Yeah, but the NBA is a players' league.
Yeah.
People go to see the players more than anything. Yeah. Individuals. That's how the league is sold, you know? This bothers me because, look, if I buy tickets for my family to go to a game and Steph Curry's a healthy scratch, that's wrong. That makes me not like Steph Curry. It makes me not like the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sick and tired of these leagues, like especially the NBA, trying to control everything. You're playing the long game too, and this was just never part of sports when I grew up. It's just annoying. I mean, I'll give credit to Greg. He said it earlier. Teams deserve blame here too. That's the one thing that I don't like about this topic is the players get all the blame and the teams don't. The teams are allowing this. Don't allow your players to do it. Then it puts it on the players. It's right. A players' league, okay? I know players have more control in this league. But stand up and say no. But the teams want this every bit as much as the players do.
Yeah, I think the teams are looking at it and saying, if I can get Steph and LeBron to the finish line of the regular season, I need them more in the postseason than I do in the regular season.
What I would like to see done is not to take games off, but I would support minute management, much like pitch counts in baseball, where you just kind of say, look, LeBron's going 30 tonight. That's what we're doing. We're monitoring his minutes.
Well, now here's where you do get into the selfishness. You want to know why that doesn't happen? It messes with the player's stats and their averages. If I only play 25 minutes, I can't score as many points. So I'm better off missing the game entirely. It doesn't count against my scoring average for the season, my rebounds per game, or my assists per game. So that's where it does get into the ego of the players. Because you're right.
When it comes to pitch counts, too, you could argue it works in favor for the pitcher that they don't see a batter a third time around.
Correct.
Or, you know, they don't see him the fourth time through or whatever.
Yeah. Or they don't get a loss and you don't face the seventh inning.
Yeah.
Hypothetical?
Oh, or maybe hypothetical. Yeah.
Of course. Let's get to Mike, and we'll get more of your phone calls, because I think this does strike a nerve with people. Mike, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Go Blue, John.
Go Blue.
A couple things, guys. You know, I'm so glad Michael Jordan, because he's the only one that really can speak up on this. And you know, you're saying, Cookies, that he's getting backlash. But here's the deal. This is why the NBA product is starting to fail a little bit, and this is why we as fans are getting frustrated. These players want to take nights off, right? They want to pick and choose when they want to play. They want to join super teams like LeBron, bounce around instead of, you know, building up their own town or team and waiting for the homegrown talent to actually win. They want to, you know, they want to get their money. They want to get traded when they're not happy. And this is what killed the rivalries in the game. There's no more intensity. Tenacity between players is gone. They're all friendly and friends now, where Isaiah and Mike can't stand being around each other still. And that's what made sports awesome. You look at the OSU-Michigan rivalry. You look at the Avalanche and the Red Wings.
Yep.
You look at the Bad Boys and the Bulls. I mean, because they hated each other, there was physicality. They killed positions in the NBA. Nowadays, there's no power forwards. There's no centers. They wanted to give them nights off. It's just a combination of things where basically the players have taken over the league but have ruined the actual product. And yes, maybe they're getting their money now, but down the line, when this league, you know, somehow the
you
money
turn off too many people. Yeah.
Exactly, buddy.
Now, Mike, let me ask you though, and I get what you're saying, and I look, as a fan, I think this is crummy. If it was one of our players who was an older vet and were chasing a championship, would you be okay with them sitting him strategically so that we have the best chance to win a championship?
I'll give you one example. Grant Hill. Would you have sat him down when he was hurt versus ruining his knee and ankle
right.
because he tried to go for it and puff it out? No, I'd rather have Grant Hill. Because at the end of the day, Chauncey Billups played on a bum knee. Isaiah
on the ankle.
One left. That's what made this legendary. This is why you got hooked to these players. Nowadays, there's nothing to hold on to. LeBron, you're the GOAT. And self-proclaimed, too. But for what? You went and joined the super team. Did you really do it on your own? So, I'd rather have it the old way if you ask me, Cookies.
Mike, appreciate the phone call. We'll play a little more of Jordan audio because he had more to say. We'll take some of your phone calls. We are going to get into the Red Wings a little later in the 9 o'clock hour. They are off to their best start through 10 games in 15 years. Something or nothing. It's 97.1.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
In the UEFA Champions League, every moment is a story.
Bukayo Saka scores!
And every great story needs an audience. The UEFA Champions League. Stream every goal, every game, live, exclusively on Paramount+.